for you. Happy Thursday. Yay. Weekend's almost here. Have you got your Christmas tree yet? If you buy a Christmas tree, not everybody does, but if you do, I did. It was so much fun to spend all that money. It was like, whoa, well, we got to buy it now or there won't be any. Welcome to 2021. So here's some common sense logic for you. Ready for this? Write this one down and you could leave if you want to, but you shouldn't because good stuff is coming. If you stay, you can't go. And if you go, you can't stay. Yeah, that's the topic today. And we'll dig in a little bit. I'll convince you of it, too. Hang in for the ride. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, and the practical boost, because everything has to be practical. My name is Scott Smith. I am very common name, very uncommon sense. I just stepped up early. I cut the line when I was being born. I said, give me some common sense here. And by the way, can you link it up to my mouth? And he said, yeah, what about your ears? Well, okay. I listen really well, too, but the mouth, it definitely overcomes the ears. So what you're about to listen to today and every single day is, if you haven't been around, a lot of new people coming in these days. It's awesome. Is what I call observational motivation. Observational, yeah. I go out in the world. I listen. I look. I watch what happens. I see what's working. I see what's not working. I think about it a lot. I sit down. I write stuff. I make it funny. I make it me. I get dramatic. I do the stuff that I do and the way I see the world and puke it out to you. And you go, hey, well, that was different, but that makes a little sense there. That's the goal every single day, every single show. I make a little bit of sense, at least someplace during the show. So listen for it. It's coming today, I promise. Have you ever had 15 windows on your computer open, trying to keep up with all the moving parts of your life? Man, that is me all the time. But I found a solution. It's a pretty cool one, too. Notion combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple and beautifully designed. It's really awesome. And it's flexible. You can use it any way you want to. Everything else is way too restrictive. These productivity tools you find, they sometimes lock you in a box, and that's not good. By the way, today's Daily Boost was originated and created using Notion. It's great for pulling together and organizing lots of information into a workable system or a podcast. And the fully integrated Notion AI will help you work faster, write better, and think bigger doing tasks that normally take hours and seconds. Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/dailyboost. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/dailyboost. To try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show, The Daily Boost. Notion.com/dailyboost. If you stay, you can't go. Mind blown. So I notice in life that humans, and to the best of my knowledge, most of my audience is human. To the best of my knowledge, I'm not exactly sure. I just want to be kind of okay with that. I think they're human and they're hoarders. They are. And it's okay. It's okay. You can be a hoarder. You've seen the show on A&E. That's where all those shows are, right? Oh, hoarder shows. It's like, wow, how do you even do that? I don't know. It's a thing they have. Not a good thing. But you're a hoarder as well. You keep stuff in your life. You keep stuff that doesn't work in your life, don't you? And you keep stuff that does work, too. Huh? You keep both. That's going to drive you crazy. That's splitting it right in the middle. And you know, you can't sit on the fence in life. You can't if you, huh? Well, if you sit on the fence, and like maybe it's like one of those old-fashioned little picket fences, you get splinters in your ass. And that's no fun. And if it's a chain-link fence, you don't want to do that. You can't sit on the fence. Got to make a choice. You're not a politician, are you? Politicians sit on the fence all the time. That's maybe why they got splinters in there. Okay. But you are hanging on to your life, the stuff in your life, as if your life depends on it. And maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. But there's two situations I see here all the time. So bear with me as I expose to you the two situations I see all the time. Number one, you are hanging on to what worked well and needs to go, because you want to do more. You are living in the world of, I know there must be more. Truly, with tens of thousands of hours of coaching and talking to people, I cannot tell you how many times people say, there must be more. And yet my answer is, yes, there is. How do you know? It's a prosperous universe. There's always more. It's like my friend Captain Lou says, what's next? Everything. People say, huh? Everything's next. There's nothing behind you, right? So if you're hanging on to what's worked, I get it. You want to protect what you got, right? But if you're hanging on what doesn't work, that's silly. When you hang on to what doesn't work in hopes that it will work again someday, that's that thing they say about insanity. I'm not going to say it because too many people say it. You know it. I don't even have to say it. You know what they say? Doing the same thing. You figure. You finish. I'm not going to do it. No. That's rookie motivational speaker stuff. I'm not a rookie. I'm a hardcore professional these days. You can tell. So both of these can go on for years. And they lead to, they're frustrating. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, do, am I? And it's going to be frustrating as long as you continue to long for something else. And everybody longs for something else. Long for something else. I wrote that word. It's like, Scott, you'd never say, are you longing for something else? Sounds like a commercial for a vitamin or something late at night. You're longing for something else? But it works, right? As long as you're longing, you're desiring something else, and you're staying with what you got, you're not going to get it. Stay, you can't go. I was on the phone with a client this morning, and we ran into the same situation. Now, we've been working on this for months. She's been a client for, I don't even know now, 6 or 7 years, a very long time, which happens. I don't have a lot of clients. I just recently decided only to have 5. I'm busy. Got stuff to do. So I have 5 really awesome clients. They stay with me a very long time. I may have an opening soon, but only 5. But this was reeling its ugly head again. So we kind of looked at it from every single angle. And you know the angle we looked at it from. Got out my doctor's best stethoscope thing. I'm like Dr. Smith on Lost in Space. I'm that kind of doctor. Well, no, he's a jerk. What am I saying? I'm more like Will Robinson. Season 4, coming soon. After exploring it from every single angle, should I keep it? Should I put it to the side and come back to it? That's what I'll do. I'll put it over there. I'll go do that. But I always have this thing to fall back on. My God, don't do that. Because if you put something over there, you're going to come back to. What are you going to do? You're not going to do what you said you're going to do. You're always going to come back to do what you did before. And it didn't work before. So why are you going to go to even try? Should I toss it? And start over again. That's it. I'm going to toss everything out and throw it away. I'm done. That's it. But I don't want to because it's my stuff. I should. I could. I must. What? I don't know. Scott, save me. Okay. So I finally said the one thing that comes to mind, and this is the only one thing. I said, the fact that you keep questioning it tells me that you want to drop it anyway. You're just worried about what comes next, which is strange because what comes next is what you want, right? You just don't know what that is yet. Let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you just dropped everything? Everything is holding you back and you woke up tomorrow morning, or maybe this afternoon after a nap, with a clean slate ready to move. It was as if you had $1 bazillion in credit card debt and the credit card companies are calling you every single day and you're like, what am I going to do? Then you win the lottery and you write one big old check and you pay the credit card company off and the phone never rings again. You don't even need the phone anymore, do you? Most of us have been in that situation at some time in our life. I know I have. Got over it a long time ago, though. How would you feel if you can't move forward simply because you're worried about what's next? How would you feel if you got up in the morning and suddenly all that was what's next? And like Captain Lou says, everything is next. And you know what happened? It was on a Zoom call. And she did the smile, I call it. I've called it this for years. It's that little smile. I get it. I get the smile all the time. It's a smile. It's the one where you're almost embarrassed that people catch you smiling because you've had a realization. You've had a breakthrough inside of you. Like, oh, God. She was busting. She knew it. It happened to me the other day when I bought my motorcycle a couple weeks back. I rang the bell at the Harley store. 6th Harley I purchased in my life. And I rang the bell. I'm like, I'm going to be serious here. Be a Harley motorcycle guy. Ring the bell. Oh, my God. I got a new motorcycle. I couldn't hold back. I was busted. Not going to lie. That's what she said to me. Not going to lie. It'd feel great. You better believe it would feel great. Are you kidding me? I think Simon calls it a moment. It was like a Catherine McPhee moment. Y'all know which one that was, right? That was a long time ago. Somewhere over... Don't be a singer, Scott. I didn't get that one. I showed up to get the stuff that I got in life. I didn't get the voice to sing. I got the other one. We had a moment. everything changed. And I said, listen, everything's changed. It's awesome. But I prescribed to you a 30-day cooling off period. Don't make any changes for 30 days until you really know what you want to do. Okay. It's, a few hours later, she sent me a note. It said, I don't need 30 days. Thanks. Simple. When you make a life decision, if you stay, you can't go. If you go, you can't stay. Gotta make a choice. Gotta make a choice. See you tomorrow.